Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Yedal Adam Abayis. We're holding on Yedal Adam Abayis, the second line, by the word Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai She'erechiv Al Chamar. There was a story with Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai. He was riding a donkey and traveling on the road. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, his Talmud Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Mechamer Acharav, was riding on a donkey behind him. And Amar Loi, Rabbi Elazar says to his Rebbe, he says, Rabbi, Shenei li perek acha b'maisei merkava, please teach me something in maisei merkava. So Amar Loi, Rabbi Yechanan says, L'kach shenisi lechem, I can't, I already taught you, v'lei b'merkava b'yachad, alam kinei chachem, v'mei v'midaitoi, that you're not allowed to teach maisei merkava, unless the person, the Talmud's a chachem v'mei v'midaitoi, which is a level you haven't yet reached, so I can't teach you. So Amar Loi, Rabbi Elazar says back, Rabbi, Tarisheni Leimar Lefanecha Davar Echad Shlimaditani, I already know Ma'aseh Merkava, I already learned it. Do you give me permission to teach you something, to tell you something that I learned from you? Now, that was Derech Hanavo, he didn't really learn it from Rabbi Yechanan, but he's talking to his Rebbe, so he says something that you taught me, just he wanted to say, do you give me permission to tell you something that I know in Ma'aseh Merkava? So Amar Lo Yamar, so he says, okay, Miyad, but before he does, Rabbi Yechanan Zakeh was Yared, Rabbi Yechanan Zakeh Malach Hamar, he gets off of his donkey, Benesate, if he wraps himself in a talus, Yashav Al Evan Tachas Azayis, he sits on a stone under an olive tree. So Amar Lo Yamar, Rabbi Elazar says to his Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, Neimai Yeranit Malach Hamar, why are you doing this? So Amar, he said that Efshat Adairish, you're going to die from Ma'aseh Merkava, we'll have the Shechina with us, and we're going to have Malachim next to us, and I'm going to be on top of, I'm going to be riding the donkey. Miyad, immediately Pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach b'Ma'aseh Merkava v'Darash, he started darshening Ma'aseh Merkava, and Takav Yard Eish min Hashemayim v'Sivva Kol Ilanos Shebesada, fire came out from the Shemayim and surrounded all the trees in the field. Paschu Ilanos Kulan v'Amru Shira, and the trees all started singing Shira. Mashira Amru, what did they sing? They sang the song that we say every day, Halu Es Hashem min Haaretz Taninim v'Chol Tohaymos Eitzpri v'Chol Arazim Aluluka, that everything in this world sings out to Hashem, including the trees. Nana Malach mina Eish v'Amar, a Malach started answering from the fire and said that Hein Hein Ma'aseh Merkava, that this Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is darshening, that spits Ma'aseh Merkava. Amar Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai Yunashka Roishay v'Amar. After this, Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, he gets up and he kisses his Talmud, he kisses Rabbi Elazar ben Arach on his head, and he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shenasam Ben Avram Avinu, who gave an offspring to Avram Avinu, Sheyadeya Lahavin V'Lachkar Villages of Ma'aseh Merkava, who knows how to darshan and really understand Ma'aseh Merkava the way you do. Yeshna Adari Yishveinah Mekayim. Sometimes you have someone who knows how to darshan, but Lamaisa, he doesn't keep the mitzvahs the way he's supposed to. No Mekayim Veinah Adarish. You have Chasidim who keep the mitzvahs, the very medactic mitzvahs, but they don't know much. Veinah Adarish. Benata Na Adarish or Na Mekayim. But you're both. You're Na Adarish and you're Na Mekayim. Ashrecha Avram Avinu. Shelazah Ben Arach Yatzah Mechalatzecha. Praiseworthy is Avram. He's so fortunate that Avram Avinu, that Elazar Ben Arach is one of his descendants. Ukshenem Radvar Mefnei Rabbi Yeshua. When Rabbi Yeshua heard about this story, Hayahu Rabbi Yosi Akoyim Alcha Mederach, him and Rabbi Yosi were traveling, and Amru, when they said, Afanu Nidrash B'Maisim Merkava, let's also darshan Ma'aseh Merkava. Pasach Rabbi Yeshua V'Darash, Rabbi Yeshua started darshaning, and he said, V'Oisai, and he started darshaning Ma'aseh Merkava. And the Gemara tells us that it was the middle of the summer when it doesn't rain, and yet still the sky started getting filled with clouds. And there was like an image of a rainbow in the clouds. The Malachim were all coming to hear, to listen. Like people go and they jump and run to go to be mesameach by the simchos chasam v'kala. Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin went, and he said over to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai this, that Rabbi Yeshua Darshan and Mizaychat, all these things. Va'amar, and Rabbi Yechim responded and said, that Ashreichem v'Ashrei Yoladetchem, praiseworthy are you, and praiseworthy are those that gave birth to you, Ashreini Shekach Ro, praiseworthy are the eyes that were able to see what you saw. Va'af ani v'atem b'chaloyim, I had a dream where me and you, Mesuba Nainu al Arsinai, we were sitting by Arsinai, v'nitna aleinu v'askom, Min Hashemayim, and the Baskel came out, and it said that Alulukan, that you should come up. The Trakim Gedolim Matzayis Nois Mutzayis Lachem. You have big palaces, fancy couches that are prepared for you. Atam v'Tamidechem v'Tamidiyatamidechem. You, your Tamidim, and the Tamidim of your Tamidim are Mizumanim Lekashlishes. Are Mizuman to be the third of the seven groups that get to be made by the Shechina. And so now I ask the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, Darshan Maisa Makava to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Ain't is that true? But Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah Aymer, that Shaloisha Hartzai saying there were three drashas when it came to Maisa Makava. Rabbi Yeshua here to Devarim Lufnei Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. He Darshan to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva here to Lufnei Rabbi Yeshua. And Chanani ben Chachinoi here to Lufnei Rabbi Akiva. He Darshan to Rabbi Akiva. Vila Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, like a Choshev, doesn't mention Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. So says the Gemara, it doesn't mention Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch because his Braisa is a specific list. The artsy v'artsu kameka chashiv. It's only listing those that darshan to others and others darshan to him. The artsy v'loy artsu kame, but those that darshan to others, like Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, but that didn't have others darshan to him, loy kachashiv. It's not mentioning those types of people. Ask the Gemara, really? V'chananya ben Chachinoi, the loy artsu kame v'kachashiv. It mentions Chananya ben Chachinoi, even though he darshan to Rabbi Akiva, but nobody darshan to him. So says the Gemara, yeah, but we mention him agav because the artsy mio kame man the artsy. He darshan to Rabbi Akiva, who darshan to Rabbi Yeshua. So since Rabbi Akiva was the type of person, he was artsu v'artsu kamei, he took darshan to Rabbi Yeshua. And Chanani ben Chachinoi darshan to him, so we mention Chanani ben Chachinoi, because we're mentioning Rabbi Akiva, so we want to mention who darshan to him, so we mention Chanani ben Chachinoi. But there was no reason to mention Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. So as the Gemara Vayter now, relatively famous Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Arba Nichnasu Paradise, there are four people that went to the Paradise, they used the Shem Hashem, they were Eilut, a high place called the Paradise, Ve'eluhein, these are the four, Ben Azay, Ben Zayma, Achav, Rabbi Kiva. Amar Lam, Rabbi Kiva, before going up, Rabbi Kiva said to them, he said, Kishatem Magiyan Eitzel Avni Shayish Tar, when you get to this marble that looks very pure like water, Al Taimu Mayim Mayim, don't call it water, Vishim Shanemar, because the Pasuk says, Doi Vishkar Malikon Lenegan Einai, that you can't have Sheker by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Lamais, it's not Mayim, it might look like Mayim, but it's not Mayim. What happened to these four people when they went up? Says the Braisa, Ben Azay hits its mace, Ben Azay went up and he ended up dying. Alava Kasavaymer Yakar Ben Hashem and Mavsin Lachasidov, that it's difficult to Hashem when his Chasidim die. Ben Zayma hits its Venifka, he became a Shaita. Alava Kasavaymer, about him the Pasuk says, Dvash Matzasa, if you find honey, Echodayacha, only eat your fair share. Pentis Ben of Vahakesa, maybe you'll eat too much and you'll end up vomiting. And that's what happened to Ben Zayma. He ate too much, so to speak, and he ended up becoming a Shaita. And Acher Kitzes Ben Atiyais, he went off the Derech, as the Gemara will describe on Tezvavam and Aleph, and Rabbi Akiva Yatzah B'Shalayim, he's the only one that went up, and he also was Yatzah B'Shalayim.